week and the playoffs get going in the NFL. It is wild card weekend. Outside of divisional round weekend, to me, it's one of the top weekends in the sports calendar. I know we can debate about the college football playoff all we want, which we'll get into, by the way. Drew will have
great ratings.
Some college football thoughts coming up a little bit later on this hour. But wild card weekend, divisional round weekend, two of the best weekends of the year. And so we know some of the matchups we're getting, right? We're going to get, an epic, you know, matchup between the Jags and the Bills to kick things off here. And then we get, you know, Sunday night game with the Chargers and Patriots, which should be pretty
Packers,
good.
Bears again.
Steelers, Texans on Monday Night Football. Just some of the matchups that are out there. Real quick, I had Drew go back and look.
Oh,
way
God.
Back when.
Oh,
way,
God. Way, knowing how this NFL season went.
All the way
went,
back to September 4th.
Oh, no.
Right after Labor Day, we did what everybody kind of does. And you try to predict the 7 playoff teams and how it's going to play out. And boy, boy. It's fun to see how wrong we were. It really is. So, real quick, let's start in the AFC. Look, we all
how
had...
How many did you get right?
Oh, well, I had the Bills. Now, I thought they were going to be like the number one seed, but I had the Bills. I had the Jags as the 4 seed. I guess that was...
Nice, you got that right.
They were the three.
Seed, but,
yeah. The Broncos I had in the playoffs, but I had them as a wild card. I had the Texans in the playoffs as a wild card, and I had the Steelers in the playoffs, but a wild card. The misses were obviously the Chiefs and the Ravens in the AFC.
Honestly... That's not half bad for you. I would have expected something very similar in that range. That's not way off.
For you, how did you do?
Oh, real bad. The only correct teams I had in the playoffs were Bills, Texans, Patriots, and Broncos. None in the correct order. I had the Chiefs and Ravens as well, but I don't remember doing this, and this must have been a fever dream. I had the number 7 seed being the Tennessee Titans.
What? What was your thought there? Cam Ward with Bill Brian Callahan.
I just, you know what? I don't know. I kind of thought maybe Ridley and Ward or something would like look good together.
Who knew you were a Tennessee Titans fan?
Well, I was way off base.
All right,
that one wasn't even. I can't believe I took the Steelers out. How did I make the Steelers the 7 there instead of the Titans?
You were hoping for a surprise Cam Moore right away, CJ Stroud, rookie year type stuff.
So I was pretty wrong. Drew, I didn't have the Jags in at all. That was my biggest miss.
AFC, who did you have not in? Obviously, you had Cincinnati, and that was the whole bet we made. So that was...
That one didn't work out too well. I also, of course, like everybody, had the Chiefs and the Ravens in.
Mm-hmm.
That failed. Bills got right. And then I think that...
You might have been the only one who got the Jags in.
I did have the Jaguars in.
You had the Jags in.
I did have the Jaguars in.
Yeah, you had Bills, Texans, Broncos, Jags, correct. All right, NFC side. So I had the Eagles and Packers in, but I did not think the Eagles would not be the number one seed. Packers, I had the Bucks in. Whoops.
Feels like you should have had that one.
Had the Seahawks in. I thought they were going to win the division. That's my only good season-long prediction I had. Lions, Commanders, whiff. Neither one in the playoffs. And then I did have the Bears in as a 7 seed. And I didn't think they're going to win the division.
So you got 4 of 7 correct. I somehow did worse. I only got 3 correct. I can't sometimes it's crazy. I think this actually speaks a little bit to the NFL season. Because if you look at the AFC and NFC playoff fields, can we admit that there's a lot of weirdo variance, bizarre wide openness to it that would have been very difficult to predict going into the year? I had the Lions as the number 1 seed. They did not make the playoffs, so that's a pretty bad start. I had the Eagles as the 2, which I think is right. They're the 3, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. They lost the last week to the Commanders.
I had the Bucks and Cardinals in, another absolute whiff.
The Cardinals, man.
Well, you know what it was? I had just decided that the NFC West was going to be weird, and it was not weird at all. It was the best division in football, and I thought, it's going to be weird and Stafford's going to get hurt. So I had the Rams as the 7, the Packers in, that worked. I had the Commanders in, which was wrong. I wasn't close. You want to know the truth?
Mm-mm.
I wasn't anywhere close to the NFC playoff field. Not even, I didn't even scratch the surface of accuracy is how I would describe it. Were you better, Drew?
I had 4. I had the Eagles, Packers, Rams, and Panthers.
Lions
correct.
And Commanders.
Hey, the Panthers.
Lions, Commanders, and Bucks pretty much burned us all.
You had the Panthers as a wild card.
I did have that. I had 2 NFC South teams getting in, which probably wasn't smart in the first place.
I don't know what you were thinking
basically
there.
Basically, the consensus biggest whiffs, and I'm sure most people, Lions, we all had Lions, or at least, all had Lions and Commanders, and we all had Chiefs and Ravens.
Yep.
So now that we know it's set and how wrong we were about the playoff field, what early thoughts? Later on in the week, we'll get into specifics, but I think for obvious reasons, I am fascinated by the Bills-Jags game because we all know, one, narrative, legacy, Josh Allen. There's no Mahomes. There's no Lamar. There's no Burrow. Yes, you have to go on the road. You don't get a home playoff game. But it is wide open for you, Josh Allen and Sean McDermott, to go accomplish something you haven't been able to accomplish, which is getting to a Super Bowl.
It's the biggest storyline, I think, in the entire playoffs is the one guy doesn't stand in your way. You still won 12 games. Can you get past it? Like, can you actually do this thing? But I would argue that any of the teams in the AFC and in the NFC can win their wild card matchup. Don't you?
Like, yeah, when you look at the Steelers winning are underdogs, but if they beat the Texans and the Steelers are at home, you wouldn't be shocked.
No, I wouldn't be shocked if the Chargers found some way to beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's likely, but it's certainly plausible. And as we mentioned before, Jags and Bills is certainly one of those games that they can win as well. So like on the AFC side, every time I look at it, what a stupid field. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. 2 second-year quarterbacks in Bo Nix and Drake May are the 1 and 2 seeds. And neither of them at any, like Drake May probably a little bit more so, but like they didn't emerge as like, I'm the best quarterback in the NFL. They had their moments.
Drake May, I think, Drake May more. Yeah, I'd say Drake May emerged as one of the top quarterbacks in football.
Him and Stafford for MVP right now.
And So we'll see what happens there. And then it's Trevor Lawrence is finally good. The Steelers with Aaron Rodgers. It just, the playoff field makes no sense, but someone coming out of the AFC is going to, what I think is going to happen is, everyone's going to think they're definitely better than Lamar Jackson, and they're going to start having a conversation about Joe Burrow. Like, if Bo Nix is in the Super Bowl, Drake May's in the Super Bowl, Trevor Lawrence is in the Super Bowl.
I only think there's two.
Josh Allen.
There's no way that you're having the argument that he's better than Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow.
He might be the exception.
No chance.
But don't you think Herbert and Lawrence and those guys are not going to start entertaining Lamar at least?
Yeah, so I'm with Drew that I don't think Bo Nix, and I think really there's only two quarterbacks, maybe three if you want to throw Herbert. Like, if Drake May gets to a Super Bowl, absolutely people are already going to vault him. I mean, look what people just did. You know, before Jalen Hurts even won the ring, he obviously won it last year, but 2 years ago, when he lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Even after that appearance, people were putting Jalen Hurts and some people in the top five. And I don't think he's a top five quarterback then, and I don't think he is one now. If Drake May gets to a Super Bowl, whether he wins or not,
they're going to vault him quick.
He'll be viewed as like number five. Yep. If Trevor Lawrence does it, he will be viewed as a top 7 or 8 quarterback in football.
Josh Allen, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, everybody's been waiting because everybody's like, oh, he's got everything, but man.
Uh-huh. He gets to the Super Bowl, they're going to start saying top 5 to 7.
That's what's
maybe not above Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, but. Lamar, people are going to shift on that because of the injury and the season he had. He is going to slip, and Joe Burrow got hurt again. Now, Joe Burrow looked good when healthy, but like you can't just keep missing the playoffs. At some point, people will jump it. The NFC, it has got to be the weakest crop of quarterbacks for a playoff field. There's not a single quarterback other than Matt Stafford that I am convinced is for sure a top 10 quarterback.
I mean, there's guys.
Is there anybody else you're convinced is a top 10 quarterback? Darnold, Caleb Williams, Jalen Hurts, who you think would maybe fringe top 10. Bryce Young, Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy's been playing really good lately.
I guess what I'm saying is like, I actually don't view it as all that different than the AFC side. Like Drake May is in the running for MVP, but technically the only guy that you can say for sure was in the top 5 or top 10 preseason was Josh Allen on the AFC side.
Take Stafford out of it right now. Because
how would I rank the quarterbacks on the NFC side?
How many quarterbacks would you take on the AFC side before you took an NFC quarterback?
Obviously I would take Josh Allen and Drake May.
Okay. Would you take
preseason? I don't know if I take
Justin Drake. He's done now. I'm talking about now.
Right now. Yeah, would you take Justin Herbert before you would take Love or Purdy or Young?
I would take
Jordan
Love over Justin Herbert. Still,
I would take Herbert. If Herbert was healthy and the offensive line was healthy and all that, I think Herbert's a better quarterback.
I think you would take.
I'm going to take Brock Purdy over Justin Herbert. Brock Purdy's been playing.
Look, that's what's good about the conversation. I think if I had to draft right now.
Well, yeah, you're saying with all those injuries, I'm not talking about the team around. If Justin Herbert was in San Francisco all of a sudden.
Just the quarterback. Like, if you made me right now draft a new quarterback.
That's
to be
what I'm saying. Because of the injury, Brock Purdy is still playing very good football.
He gets hurt all the time.
No. Amidst the rest of the team having the injuries, he's still making plays happen and doing all. Like, I think that's why I'm taking him still.
I just like, if you made me right now draft a new quarterback to start for the Chiefs for the rest of time.
But the other thing is Allen.
Brock Purdy can't. Well, yeah, but like I'm saying, I think out of the playoff fields, I think I would take 4 AFC quarterbacks and 1 NFC quarterback if you made me pick new quarterbacks for the Chiefs right now. That's, I guess, why I view the NFC as being, it's the better teams it's the weaker quarterbacks. I guess that's what makes it an interesting conference.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we were to rank out, we can do this later in the week. If we were to rank out the 14 quarterbacks in the field, Bryce Young is dead last.
By a mile.
Not even close.
Is CJ Stroud second to last?
He might be.
Sam Darnold?
No, Darnold's playing great. Like, people want to hate on
Darnold. I think CJ Stroud would be second to last, actually.
I think CJ Stroud would be second to last. I don't. Without, like, doing the whole list right now, I kind of feel
Bo Nix would be pretty close.
He should probably be third to last, I guess, in that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, you still got to give Hurts credit for what he's done in the postseason and some of these other guys who have just shown more in their season. Yeah. I can't believe how wrong we were, man. None of us were all that.
Crazy NFL season.
Did any of us even get three of the division winners right? Eagles didn't win. Eagles won the division. Packers.
No, the Packers didn't. No, not division.
Seahawks did. So you got two division winners right there. I don't think any of us even got three division winners right.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chiefs Ravens really screwed us on that one.
Yeah, not our best. Not our best effort, fellas.
Nope. Not at all. And we'll do it all over again in September this year.
And I'll pretend like I know it again. I will not. I will not be choosing the Tennessee Titans.
You're overthinking. Next year might be the year to actually take him, Cody.
No.
So when they have Matt Nagy, your guy, as the head coach at Tennessee Titans.
That's right. The 8-1-6 Steelers Panthers Super Bowl, and we're all going to watch it.
Up next, let's get into the latest on the stadium front.
Would you watch it, Cody?
Hate watch it, but sure.
Whoever's in the Super Bowl, I will still watch. Let's be real.